Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what another thing I wanted to talk about is just boundaries with your parents. So I'm very lucky that my mother doesn't cross over. Like, I think my mother has one of those sensitivities where she feels that her presence may not be wanted. She'll just pull away a lot further and never really interrupt the flow of what's going on. But if you call her, she has an army, she has language, she has Tupperware, she has whatever you need to, like, help out. Yeah. Have you ever had to set a boundary with your mother in regards to your children, your partner, just your life and the influences she's ever had? How did that go?
I've not really had to set boundaries with my mum. She kind of just knows. Mm. But with my siblings, I've seen my mum overstep.
Interesting. What do you think that difference is? Why is that?
I told you that I'm the favourite. I know you don't believe me, but I think... just from a young age, I've just always kind of been my own person. And
she just accepts it now.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think she accepted it when I was a kid because I could always articulate how I was feeling. And we had enough of a good communication where she would be like, all right, cool, you can't do this, but go for that.
Mm. I can now qualify that you are the favourite. Because talking about your feelings with an African parent is not a thing. Yeah.
But to be fair, my mum's like, it's weird. Sometimes I looked at other Nigerian families of my friends, and I was like, right, you don't operate the same way we operate. So as rowdy as my house was, we all would say, I love you, and that, like, not between siblings, but between mum and child. Between the siblings, it was just fights and good times.
And beats.
But between my mum always let us know that she loved. I'm actually remember starting the I love yous with my siblings, and at first some of them were really weirded and sometimes they don't say it back. Even now it makes them uncomfortable, but I just keep saying it. I'll wear you down. But I've seen my mum overstep boundaries with my siblings, like especially with my sisters. And that she does it with my brothers. And
in what kind of things though?
Just like life choices. And that, like,
where you used to live and like what kind of education.
Yeah, basically I even remember my older sister, my brother-in-law the marriage weren't great, and my older sister weren't feeling that great. But my mum was like, no, just stay with him, stay with him.
Wow.
And like, yeah, nah.
And she. And what do you think is that play? Because obviously she lets you go free because you've always been this person. But with that particular reason to say that, so in one realm, you can do what you want, and I trust you because you've told me for your whole life that this is who you are. And then with her daughter, it's like, you know, you should stay with him. What is that? Is that just because of who she is to her? Is that a woman thing? Is that like...
I think it is a woman thing. I do think it is a woman thing. And African women, they have this... I think women have this thing where they...
Harder on their daughters.
They're harder on their daughters because they don't want them to suffer the things that they suffered through. So, obviously, with my mum and my older sister and her telling her to stay with her husband was because my mum had two marriages that failed and whatnot. So she didn't want her to go through the loneliness that she was obviously going through.
Mm. It feels like fear is like a massive part 100%. Of it. Like it's like 100%. Their fear being projected onto you and you got to try and figure it out. What about you, Ro? Oh, wow.
Wow, that was a breath.
Hey. I felt the breath from over there. My beard moved.
Whoa, that one is a serial overstepper. And
A serial overstepper.
Habitual lag, Russell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's that from, by the way?
Dave Chappelle. Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
It's getting better the older I'm getting, but I never used to have language for it. I never used to know how to address it, so I would then just snap.
Yeah.
Mm. And be like, what are you talking about? That's stupid. Why would you say that? And I would never address the fact that you're talking to me mad, or I have told you, please don't do this. The older I got, I just sort of moved the boundary further and further and further until you feel like you're on the outskirts. Then you realize something's wrong. Mm. And then I sort of wait for the first wave to subside, because the first wave is always like, you haven't called me in a week. Why are you not answering my messages? Why are you not answering my... So it's first anger, and then it's like, shit, maybe something's wrong. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then I'm still a little bit angry, so then I wait. And then maybe a week later, maybe 2 weeks later, if she really, really wants to know and approaches me again, I'll be like, listen, this is why you're now on tier number 3 of wow. boundaries. You know what I mean?
There's a tier system.
Yeah. She's only ever made it to like the first line of boundaries. Mm. But I have complete boundaries now. But it was so difficult in the beginning to do that because you have this guilt of, but she's your mom. Mm. And every time you try and vent to someone, a friend or whatever, no one gets it. Mm. I feel like people have such great reverence for parents and elders, and you know when you have beef with them, even if it is your own parent, they're just like, but you can't do that, it's family though. Yeah. it's your mother though, it's your... And I wouldn't take that from a regular person.
Yeah.
So I just, everything I rationalized in that way. If I'm continuously allowing the person that is supposed to be my safety, my confidant, my everything, to overstep boundaries all the time, I'm going to allow it from every regular Joe. Mm. I'm going to allow it in relationships. I'm going to allow it in work, which wasn't the case. So I was like, why am I standing my ground in all of the other phases of my life? Mm. At work, I stand my ground. If someone comes up to me and is disrespectful, I'll be like, what are you doing? Mm. But I can't do it with her. So I implemented it with her as well. And I found language so that she could hear me. And when she doesn't, I distance myself until she can. So it's tough. It's a tough one. And I feel like that thing,
see,
that you're like
mothers
and mothers and daughters, there's this pushing that happens. So I'm an only child as well. I don't have siblings to compare that. And don't have siblings to compare with, like, okay, she treats my other sibling like this, or because it's a boy, or it's because it's my brother, it'll be different. It's, I don't have the comparison, it's just me.
What are the, if you don't mind me asking, you know, if you do, just say shut up. But like, what is the main boundary?
Shut up.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
The court will allow it.
Oh, what are some of the boundaries? So,
well, just like the main one, or
don't test me because I don't have boundaries when it comes to these things. But I am, for instance, let's say I said I don't want to discuss my relationship, for instance,
right.
You'll be on a need-to-know basis. This is X, and this is what he does, and, you know. And so when those questions, those probing questions come, like, oh, what are you guys doing today? Oh, is that what he does? Or, you know, oh, that's expensive, or whatever. Or, oh, that's cheap, or whatever the comments are. If I've made a boundary that this is someone I'm getting to know, I'm not really telling you much about them yet because they might not be around. Mm. So you'll probably have a first name, or you'll probably have like, I'm just going on a date with someone. Mm. But at the point where I want to tell you more is the point where I'm like, actually, this person is going to be around. Mm. I want to tell you about them.
A bit more serious.
But boundaries, and that's a minor one that I'm explaining now. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's, you know, I need money and I need your help. And it's not really the fact that you need my help. It's the sort of my entitlement around the help, or the way that you approach me for the help. If you approach anyone else with the same attitude, vim, or just, I don't know what, what's the word. No, like the same attitude, like the same entitlement.
Mm.
People's going to look at you, excuse me, you want me to help you, but you're not even respectful about it. You're just like, this is the list of things that I need.
How much of this is unique to you being, because there's a dynamic, you being from South Africa, where I think the children are expected to look after.
It's called black tax.
Black tax. There's a form of that that's different maybe here.
Yeah, black tax is, so because, quick context, I'm going to try and keep this brief, but I'm the first person in my immediate family. When I say immediate family, literally my mom, her siblings, you know, that nucleus family, because I didn't know my dad's side of the family. Never until last year. So on that side, on that front, I'm the first person who made it out. And I'm also the first person to have the kind of money that I had and still have at the time. It's still the same. Qualifications, only person that's been on TV, that kind of thing. And they build this image of you in their head, and then there's an expectation because we have supported you and we have brought you this far. Although they might have not even filled in a form for you at any point in your career or school career. And it's that entitlement that infuriates me, because it's a cultural thing in my community. I can't speak for all African cultures and tribes, but there is a black tax on children to give back in whatever shape or form. And it's kind of an expectation. So I used to buy into that in the beginning and do myself an injustice financially. Mm. I would actually not have money. I would do stuff on credit cards. It used to be really, really bad because the guilt got to me. Mm-hmm. I got out. I'm sitting here. I'm able to do fancy restaurants, and I have a car, and I have my own place, and all of those things, knowing how I grow up. So the guilt gets to you, and then it's the entitlement, and then it's like, okay, I can do what I can. But once you overstep, that's a hard line for me. So I really had to set hard lines with black tax, with all of the boundary stepping and stuff like that. And it does make it sound like it's bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I love to hear how grateful, you know, it makes you feel good when you do something good for someone and more so over for the person that birthed you. But I have also known that because in the past I've done such an injustice to myself, I had to draw a line, even though it makes me feel good sometimes.
Yeah, it's the expectancy that you don't like rather than the doing the deed.
Yeah, you know? it's entitlement is the word.
If you choose to send money or open up about a particular thing or do this or do that, then that's your choice. But if someone expects it from you and if you don't, they're upset with you, then that's when it becomes a problem. Exactly. That's what I'm taking away.
Do you have that in your life, Nick, in terms of expectation? Do you get season ticket requests for Arsenal and like, I want to go, you know, big weekender or something?
Mainly from my friends, funnily enough, not really my family. My dad, because my parents, when I was 16, my parents moved to Portsmouth, which is where they still live now. So trying to get my dad to come to London to go to the Emirates is a struggle. He's never been to the Emirates. Been to Highbury millions of times. When he was a school kid, he used to go. My granddad, it's funny because my granddad came from Ghana, and when he came to this country, he just fell in love with Arsenal.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, right. Thank you. the funny thing is, times have changed so much. He used to go to Highbury with my dad and my uncle, so brothers, and he would throw them into the schoolboys enclosure and then just leave them. He would go off to wherever. And that was normal.
That was normal.
It was completely normal. It was a part of the ground that was like for kids, basically.
Because they never had family enclosures and kids weren't really welcome in the whole of the stadium. So they would put the kids there and then there'll be like the rowdy parts for everybody else. You go get your kid at the end.
It sounded like a cage.
Football was wild.
There was I was thinking about this the other day, where I think Gary Neville was talking about this, Carragher, where in the 80s and 90s, the product of football was like dead. Like nobody wanted to invest in it. You couldn't do marketing around it because it was so racist, so violent, gangs and crime was all intertwined with it, that actually the Premier League was a massive part of like changing the stadiums, making it family friendly, and like making it something that can be sustainable. Yeah. I forgot about that time. Like, I obviously hate Saul and Hillsborough, but I forgot about that whole period of time where it almost wouldn't have survived.
You know what it was as well? The Premiership actually came from the genius of Rupert Murdoch, because he was like, what are white cis males into? They love football. Cool, let's control that.
It was the second Sky deal that brought all the money. Yeah. That's because if you speak to any retired ex-First Division footballer, or, you know, just as the Premier League started, if they retired when that deal came in, they were on old money.
Yeah.
So they're still having to do stuff now. Yeah. Whereas, like, the guys who got the new money...
From 97, 98 onwards.
We digress anyway. Yeah.
Lee, what about you? What was the boundaries?
So... I think very early on in my parenting career.
Is it on your LinkedIn?
Absolutely. We had this thing where I'm sure a lot of parents have experienced this, where there's a boundary overstep in terms of parenting the child.
Parenting over my head.
Yeah, right. So we were at my mum's. I can't remember. One of the boys did something. I told them off. And then my mum told me off in front of them for telling them off. And I'm like, hold on. I raised my voice.
This is my moment.
I raised my voice. You've beaten me. And you're telling me not to raise my voice to these children. And so there was this period of this thing of like also trying to instill in the children, like, these are the rules. Yeah. So when you go to grandma's house, you know you're not allowed chocolate biscuits or whatever. And then I don't know what it was, an epiphany, whatever it was, I just thought, do you know what, this is ridiculous. Like, actually what I should be teaching, and this was a joint conversation between Anna and I, actually what we should be teaching our children is that this is our house. Yeah, these are the rules for our house. Now there are some rules that are global. However, when you're at Gmail's,
because you know why? I realized that the grandparents, their job and where they get their affinity is by breaking all your rules. The whole context is to be the polar opposite of you and be the fun, interesting. I got you a present. I got your favorite lollipop. So my mum is like lollipops, ice lolly central. But every time they walk in the door.
Isn't it funny? Sorry to jump in on your story, but I just want to pick up on something you said. Both my brothers have got kids, you know. It's so funny seeing your parents, who are now grandparents, the difference how they are with the grandkids.
Being loving.
Oh, my days. It's
treacherous.
Nuts. Like, who are you?
Who are you?
Like, where is the real you? Like, fraud. You know what I mean?
You're a fraud. And I would do the exact same thing, because I can only imagine the children that my children create being presented to me. Oh, they could do no wrong. I love my children so much.
100%.
You're a genius at one. It's like
when my boys go to my mum, if I want to instill, so now they're a little bit older, so they might go with a tablet or a computer. I can't tell my mum, make sure they're only on it for like X amount of time. I have to tell my sister. I hope that my sister's in for the weekend. She will enforce it.
She's the enforcer for
my mum will absolutely not enforce that. She would just be like, okay, no problem.
And then just like, tablets, go on. Just do her thing. I have a dilemma. This dilemma is a little bit spicy. But I want you to all stay with me. And I'll probably speak after. Because there's points of my life where I feel like I've never had this. And then there was a point where I did, and I had to exert some serious self-control. So, dilemma. So, this was sent in to us. I'm a 37-year-old man that's been married for 10 years. We have two beautiful children together, and I would love... I would say that we've been happy for most of our marriage. I've never really been able to be an adventurous man in the bedroom, but never had any complaints about our sex life. Don't know. Say the things.
Come on.
Until I recently stumbled into a sexual fantasy of mine in real life, in caps lock. My wife and I are looking at a bigger house for the kids to have their own rooms. When we arrived to view a house, the real estate agent was super attractive and seemed to be flirting with me. Mm-hmm. After viewing the property, right, you sound like the wife already, boy. Like, it's already happened. After viewing the property, we exchanged details and made an appointment to view another house. On the day of the said viewing, my wife was unable to join me and I attended alone. Having convinced myself... Having convinced myself that I'd only imagine the flirting on the first viewing. I was shocked that she was even more blatant with her flirting on the second viewing. Being both nervous and excited at this teenage fantasy of mine, I play along. Long story short, we ended up having sex that day and have been viewing homes with little interest in choosing one anytime soon. I keep making excuses to go view homes alone, but my wife has now become suspicious as I have not decided on a house in over a month after viewing several properties. I'm not particularly interested in a real estate agent, but the fantasy keeps me going back. I guess my question is, have you ever been stuck in a fantasy with someone that you don't see a long-term future with? I think there's more that he could be asking us, but I'll start there.
Man's viewing 70 houses a week. You know what I mean? Just getting them
But
in.
Do you know why? Because when I read that, the thing I liked about it is, like, the idea of fantasy was also new. Very similar to, like, the idea of, like, I never asked, what did you want? What's in it for me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. From a sexual point of view, it's like, I'm just grateful that this happens on any level. So the idea of saying, I have a fantasy that I want to recreate.
Yeah.
And then you develop one over time because as life does, that's what creates for you. Mm. And then, like, I can imagine being, like, an estate agent, being, like, a really nice one. And that, and now it's just about, I want to keep doing my fantasy because it's fun. And then you can't bring yourself present to how bad this really is because it's just your fantasy. Have you ever had a moment of just like, I know this is not the best. It doesn't have to be sex. This is not the best thing for me, but I just don't want to stop.
Double, don't let your willy speak.
That's a talent.
Listen, the way me as a man, let me just speak for myself. The way me as a man thinks, it's like I have two brains.
Yeah.
And sometimes the smaller brain leads the conversation and convinces the bigger brain that this makes total sense.
Why did you make that brain smaller? That's what I want.
Because it is smaller. 100% is smaller. There's no way I should be listening to the little head. But like sometimes he makes some super compelling arguments that in the real light of day or after...
What is that? What's the word there? What does that mean? Because we talked about your replacement words are always worse than the actual words.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Right. What's that?
What's that?
Right. After you come,
you're talking about post nut clarity.
Wow. Yes, thank you. Clarity.
There you go. Wow.
Post nut clarity. There's only one head.
Yeah.
There's only one brain working.
Yeah.
But before then, like, the little head is making some super... Oh, look at her back off. Oh, look at this. No one's going to find out. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm still trying to, like, negotiate very weakly because I want it to happen.
And I
know I'm speaking for myself, but I got a feeling that this is how most men feel.
Yeah.
So I think people are allowed to have fantasies, you know.
Acting on them.
What was the fantasy though? Was the fantasy
to have having a
connection with an estate agent and then that leading to sex?
But randomly, specifically, an estate agent.
I just think I don't know. Maybe empty house syndrome.
So I hear. That's
good save.
Don't look at my history.
That's what I thought it was.
Foxton's.
Man's on right move. That's what I thought. I thought it was like having sex in other people's houses.
Abandoned houses.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because that
it's probably both. Part of it as well.
It's probably both.
I can get that a bit more.
I think probably the healthier way, because he said he's very happy with his sex life. Why didn't he just communicate that fantasy to his wife and be
she
like...
She could have been a state agent.
She could have like faked it. And they could...
Let us men be honest there. Sometimes you need some new.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was literally about to say the same thing.
What was you going to say, Dave?
I'll take it because I'm single. Sometimes you just need the new.
But what I will say.
Someone wrap this up. Someone bring this together.
What
Spider-Man.
What I will say about it is I understand what Darwin's saying. This has gone so left. I understand what he's saying about, you know, like new, exciting, etc., etc. But it sounds to me that he's kidding himself. You know, if you have such a great sex life with your...
He didn't say it was a great sex life.
He just said we have a fairly good...
He said it's fairly good.
Well, straight away, the language there tells me that you're lying to yourself.
Yes.
I think either way, the conversation
whether it's around role play or not, needs to be had with the wife 100%. About sprucing up.
Yeah. But he doesn't. I'm sure that he doesn't have a fantasy about his wife. His wife doesn't probably feature
also,
in his fantasies,
and
that's the other thing that happens in relationships and whatnot. I remember my older son's mum and whatnot. There was a picture of me and my son on the kitchen, and anytime we argued, it got flipped around to Pharrell.
Whoa!
Wow.
But she had
a serious
thing on Pharrell. Yeah. I knew that when we were together, that if Pharrell walked into the room,
it's a wrap.
Yeah.
And
there
was nothing I could do about it.
Some people could say she would flip it when she wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Pharrell. Pharrell's happy. So.
Yeah.
That was very clever. That was a Dave Chappelle level joke.
That was good.
Yeah. That was very good. That was very impressive.
Could have sworn you were a dad. That was quite a good one.
Listen, I've got them ready for when I am a dad. I've got them ready.
What's wrong with you today? That's two for two. What's going on over there? Hi, Bo.
I've got them ready. Lined up. That's probably the one thing I'm looking forward to the most.
The dad
to say your jokes. Yeah.
No.
What about you, Nick? Sorry, go on.
Oh, I wanted to say. Then I lost it. Never mind.
It's gone.
I was going to say.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. I think there is a very real problem with married couples and sex. Mm. Like, in the last year, I know two marriages that have broken down purely because they're just not connecting on a sexual level. And I think it's an important conversation that needs to be had. There's 100%. Also, like, there's a group on Facebook that I'm a part of, and it's like a big dad group. And I'll tell you about that later.
Sorry, I was like,
The sex group.
He's about to give us his fantasy now.
Yes. I was on a podcast. Sorry, go ahead.
And literally, it's like, I can't remember if it was like Life of Dad or something like that, but there's like over like 30,000 dads in this group. Mm. Every other day, it's a dad complaining about, I haven't had sex with my wife in 6 months, haven't had sex with my wife in 8 months. And it's like, it's literally that. And it's just like, hang on, this is a problem.
This is a pandemic. It's a
real
thing.
This is a problem.
It's a disconnect.
Yeah. And it's like a lot of the time, they're like, and also what's really sad is like the way in which guys are then also approaching it in terms of getting sex. So they're like, haven't had sex. I've cleaned the whole house. I've done this. Wow. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Do you know what I mean? But then it's the thing of like the women always complaining about, you know, time being taken with the children, this, that, and the other. And so, yeah, there is a problem. There is a problem.
Also, just as we spoke about love languages, there are intimacy languages as well. So some people during the day would like you to touch them when you, you know, walk past them, you know, give a little in the kitchen while they're busy cooking or make breakfast or, you know, because that's like a sensual feed your partner, that kind of thing. If you do those things throughout the day, because I think men forget that women's intimacy and sexual appetite starts here.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a conducive environment for you to be able to do it. You need to be relaxed. You need to be sort of stress-free. I know it's not always possible, but if you're in a high-stress environment, that's the last thing you're going to think about for us. Whereas possibly sometimes that'll be the thing that men will be like, oh, I just need to release all of this energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's the opposite for us. And so it's very important for you to realize what are the things that make your partner know you're in the mood. Right? Mm. And if you don't, and if you're just going to clean the house, you'd be like, oh, he's finally doing what he should be doing. Well done.
And it's so funny because I did a conversation on Good Morning Britain about Prince William, and him taking time off from his royal duties to look after his kids. And everyone was like, yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Exactly.
But I was like, yeah, but men don't do that. And so it's really good that you are doing that.
Yeah.
When also, he's Prince William, he has a team. It's not like he's there by himself and the child's going
to
be estranged.
It was like, but like, let's not pretend this man was struggling.
Exactly. But I think the most important thing is the message for men.
Yeah.
Like, forget that it's Prince William. The context is that men should be celebrated when they do the right behavior to make it clear this is the right behavior that we're asking people to do.
Did you have a load of women against you?
It was 70% that he shouldn't be celebrated. I think women hate the idea that men will be celebrated for anything to do with care, family, children, provision. You're just meant to do it without any
form
of celebration.
Have you ever told a woman that you're babysitting your own kids?
No.
They go nuts.
Yeah, because you're not.
Yeah, it's your actual child.
Yeah. But no, but you do say it though. Yeah, I'm babysitting the kids.
I don't.
No.
I don't. I mean, yeah, my kids are my kids.
Innit? Yeah, so I'm parenting them.
So I have a question. Do you know what your intimacy language is?
What does that mean?
Do you know what your sex language is? Do you know what
how to say it?
Do you know how to show your person that you're in the mood? I'm not talking about ass grabbing. I'm talking about subtleties.
I have. When I've lived with women, I do the build up. Because I'm like, cool, this would be an easy exchange if I'm smooth about it. So let's start the foreplay as early as possible.
Man really called it like, the build-up. Like
it is.
It's like Monday Night Football,
wouldn't it? It really, really is. 100%. And trust me, the more intense the build-up is, the more rewarding it is at the end. It's rewarding.
So, oh, okay.
Because at the end, you know that this person wants you and you know it's going to move in that direction. Mm-hmm. Granted, if you in the morning start the process and you mess up somewhere during the day.
The morning?
All of that work is
that's
over and done with.
Yeah.
The morning to the night.
It's not work.
I will say this.
It's not work.
It's work.
It's a kiss on the cheek. Or it's a, if you are not really a intimate kisser like that, you grab your person, you kiss them passionately, and you say, okay, I'm going to work now. See you later.
Yeah.
During your lunch break, you send a text, can't wait to see you when I get home. Mm. That's it. That's not hard work.
I hear you. I hear you.
You let them do the work, basically.
This is why it's called grafting on Love Island, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It's a weird thing, though, because
it's two things that you did throughout the day. Sorry, Marv, I'll give you a chance now. Two things that you did throughout the day. She knows something's up.
But
you
even the thing of me having to graft, like, so whether it's
not grafting, whether it's if you're gonna get it,
this is where I'm coming to. Okay. Yeah, why do I have to? This is the thing: the way sex is presented in a relationship is like it's always something that the man wants. I want to know as well that you want
100%,
it too.
100%, I agree with you.
So I want you to graft me.
How about that? I agree. How about it? I agree. No,
he meant specifically as well. He wanted you to graft. It was a very specific. His hands went out. You.
the
all I'm gonna say is those boundaries that Rose drawn for her mum. Just listen to the podcast, mum, because you get it all here. You know what I mean?
That's a very good point.
So how does a woman?
I agree with you.
How does a woman?
Women suck at that. Women suck at that because we.
But you
we
expect
also
us to be experts?
No. I don't expect that because.
Sorry, you know what I mean.
Contrary to popular belief, I actually expect that of women too. So the one day I went to a group of women together. It was a girl chat, as they called it. And women were talking about how they're just not same, almost the same thing. They're not really, it seems like their partners are just so disconnected when it comes to what they want. And I put up my hand and I said, has any one of you ever asked your partner how to romance you, how to, or told him how to? They're like, no, but I mean, it's the basics. And I said, what basics for who? Mm. Because we operate on two different paradigms, even universes. And like I said, if our mind is not right, we can't connect it to our vaginas.
Yeah.
And if your mind is not right, that's the only thing you can connect it to get your mind right. As as I know,
that's a bit of science there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's that simple. If you think about it in that way, that if you're gonna use language as grafting, you're already in the wrong space. You're already in the wrong frame of mind, and you're already gonna feel like it's work.
Yeah.
And women. For all of the women, and I know this podcast has a big female audience.
Shouts to all of them as well. So, thanks to
you, Marv, mate.
Yeah.
Everyone here listening, please ask yourself, how do I want to be romanced by my partner, and communicate that. So these things are just as important as what's your love language? Ooh, what kind of work do you do? How many kids do you want one day? It's just as important as that, because you need to be compatible with someone.
Yeah.
But some of the things you have to communicate. It's not going to be like an automatic compatibility. You have to communicate those things and allow that person to say, ah, that's something I can't do. That's too much. But if you don't have it at all, or you don't even know it, then you're setting yourself up for failure and the person that comes into your life. If you're like, oh, he was just down there rubbing me like this. Did you say something? You know, did you just guide?
Do women mind telling a guy?
Yeah.
Because I always think that women don't want to say it. And I'm like, no, tell. It's
but there's
better
a way to
me.
Say it as yeah. well. There's a way. You can't just be like, rub me like this.
That might I don't be know, some though. Guys like that, man. Yeah.
You know? Hey. But there's a way.
Rub me like this.
Darwin. Oh, we lost Darwin.
Behave yourself.
You know what it is? Look at camera one, yeah. That frame. That frame is all we got right now. Is just you losing your mind and snorting.
Lord Jesus Christ.
But you know what's really interesting, yeah? Is that like I've been in relationships where I did a relationship counselor and she was actually a sex therapist. And I was just talking about what you need to do. And some people have things like you put a sweet in the jar. There's like an empty jar on the table. And if either one of you's up for it, you put something in the jar. And that was like a way of saying it without using the language. Mm-hmm. And I think some people really struggle with saying, I want to have sex now, mm-hmm. or I want you to do this, or I want you to do it in this way. So all the kind of shortcut language is the best thing and the best way to do it, like safe words and all that type of stuff. So I do think there's value in us learning each other, because I do think both sides, when I listen to both genders independently amongst themselves talk about this. This is why I hate having all male spaces, because we might have a moment where we're having a great time, but we're just talking in our echo chamber we haven't learned a single thing.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have someone just to say, like you just did, that actually the way to get to a woman is through her mind. And if her mind is clear and free, you have much more time, chance of getting connection. Yeah. Then you're like, actually, you're right. It does start all day, because if you're slapping bums and being cute and like, oh, I thought of you and have you got this, and like you're just rubbing on somebody, it doesn't feel so alien. I think also the other thing is when you have kids, I think children take so much from you physically. Like I realized that, and I remember one time talking to my mother and my kids, and she was just like, the kids, every time they hug me, it takes a couple of percentage points down of my desire to be touched again. So by the time they've jumped on me, thrown up on me all day and like dropped something on me and like urinated on me.
Your boobs don't belong to you anymore.
Yeah, like, the last thing I want to do is have a grown man do the same thing. Yeah. So it's like, I was like, do you know what? To be honest, the first time I heard that, I was a bit like, kiss my teeth, like, come on, man. Like just excuses and rationales for things. And then it wasn't until I started taking more and more time to have them on my own. And there was one weekend where they were just like, dad, and they were swinging around my neck. And like, it's actually a summer holidays. I had them for a whole week by myself. And at no point did I think of sex. At no point was I sitting there like, yo, wagwan, like, I didn't even cross my mind.
You were just exhausted.
I was just but in not the even, mode.
Like, so let's say you've had them for the whole week.
Mm.
And then the missus comes back and then you're thinking, right.
Nah, listen, because you're just on. You're on with what I got to do for tomorrow, how to prep.
Score.
Last time, Ocean, you know, wet herself when she was out, and my son lost a shoe, and this person was hungry and didn't eat these three things. I got to remember that for tomorrow so that they don't starve or lose another item of clothing. I didn't bring an umbrella and everyone got wet. You're just thinking about getting through the next 24 hours. So much of my brain was consumed, and there was so much physical contact of hugs and stepping on my head and all this like urine, that by the time it came to like sex, I was like, do you know what, I actually want no one to touch me right now. I need a minute like to get myself together. So for a small percentage of time, I understood, which is why it's really important to like carry your weight in the house.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you have no chance of getting through that barrier if yep. they've got to look at their whole week and think, my husband's at work, which is the traditional role. I've got to do this 7 days in a row and then like do it for another 7 days. Like then you're never going to get in their heads of be like, actually, I have space to give you something.
Yeah, boy.
Nick is learning.
I'm taking these notes on board.
Mm.
I would just also like to add that men want their bums slapped as well.
Yeah.
Oh, slap
their
yeah.
back. What's yeah. it? Mm. Can we say batty?
I thought yeah, that was we okay. Can say that.
I mean, you said worse in this.
We have a beepometer, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not broadcaster friendly, like really. It's beeps. We have
right,
beeps.
Right. Okay.
The brand deal still come. It's fine.
And if you are struggling in that department, by the way, guys, just run her a bath.
Run
that's a good universal, but nice bubble bath. Always works. A couple candles in there.
I think it'd be good to hear everybody's little tips because I think some men at home. Because the thing is, we're quite vibey, ambitious, progressive men. Yeah. Some people are at home and they're like, "What? I have to be nice to her as well." And like, "What? You know, like I have to do? Don't I just get sex?" So it would be good just to share any tips that you have ever considered workable and share them with the world.
The bath one.
The bath is a big one.
That always wins. You know what I mean? Like, so she comes and. She doesn't know, and you start to run you a bath and whatnot. And
what do you put in the bath? Set the bath for me. What's the scene?
Candlelight,
jasmine, little just bath bomb.
Some fragrance.
What's
stuff.
Them? Them sorts.
Bath sorts.
Yeah. Some of that and whatnot.
Bit of candles. Put a book by the side that she's already
also
reading.
Also tidy up and stuff like
clear
that.
House. Clear house is more important than a clean house.
Yeah.
I've even noticed that if you heap the, I know this is mad, but the dishes together and it's relatively tidy and everything else is clear, you can get away with not doing that part if everything else makes sense versus like it just being messy.
It just depends the kind of woman you have.
Yeah, it's true. Also, tidy over is a bare
minimum. I don't ever send dick pics.
Please don't.
Yeah, that,
if you want to send a tender video.
Bro, but, of all but, the dick pics that you get,
never
here,
a picture.
Any of them ever actually turned you on?
Never a picture,
no.
Maybe.
But I know what the science video. Is. Oh. Because we see boobs, men see boobs, and go, whoa, and whatnot, and we get turned on. So we think the same is in reverse.
Do
but
that again?
It's not.
We go, what?
Whoa. I know that's going to be a clip.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why you're there by yourself on the frame.
I keep setting you up. Like and you clips. Keep falling for it.
You sent it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, I know I've done this and whatnot. So instead of sending dick pics, I'll send a shadow of a dick pic so it looks arty.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
I know. But
all the
works.
Things I thought I was going to hear today.
It works. It works. It works.
I was not expecting that.
No.
And then I tell you what. What like when I first, one of my exes and that, I actually sent her when we first thing. I called her and I goes, "Yeah, I just sent you a pic," and she was like, "Oh," so she opened it, but I actually wrote D-I-C-K pic and sent that to her.
That was clever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Slightly more clever than the shadow.
Yeah.
The shadow worked. It worked.
I love the fact that you can create a shadow.
Now?
Some men can't create shadows.
You still together now? You and the shadow.
This is when I was young.
Okay.
Yeah. With all my scandals, one day I'll be president of Nigeria and I don't want my dick pics out there.
Do you know that guy? He's there. From... Where is he from? I think there's...
Why are you laughing that hard? It's a possibility. I could be president of Nigeria.
The universe is over, isn't it? Really gone.
There's this guy called Picasso.
Picasso,
Prick.
He paints with his genitals.
Right.
And he paint. He's 70 years old. He has painted me. I'm gonna put up a picture. So I thought you were gonna say what you do.
You paint with your shadow.
No, because I was watching this thing on Netflix. It was from Australia or New Zealand, and this guy was painting pictures with his prick.
Yeah, that's him. There's only one guy. It's the same guy. It's
Australian.
The same guy. Yeah.
I mean, it gives a whole new meaning to the word.
He probably doesn't use it.
I just,
you know?
I just thought that was a joke.
He makes portraits.
Yeah, and they're really good portraits.
There's me sitting here thinking like,
and do you say he's painting?
How does
you?
He attach the brush? But no, it's the brush.
Yeah.
Yeah, the penis is the brush.
He paints you, your picture, your portrait.
So he's painted you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look for it.
Did he do it live or
live? He does it live.
That is a real dick pic.
He was at his. That's a real dick pic.
Did he balls it up?
Dad joke it's number two.
You've earned your dad wings.
Yeah,
man.
You have.
I've got the badge.
And here's a baby.
Definitely.
I do find that really interesting. Do you have any other tips to serenade the partner in your life? What works to build the connection?
It depends, because you're talking you're already established now, right?
Yeah. Not new ones. We're not doing Riz.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. I'm out then. No. For me, you have to try to make the magic live on. And I know that sounds mad cheesy. I don't mean like go to Disneyland. Mm. I just mean like when you first meet your partner and it's kind of like a whirlwind and it's magical and everybody hang on, we've got the Picasso now. Yeah.
This is gonna be on screen for everybody at home. Yeah. But this was painted with a penis of a 70-year-old oceanic man. Is that right, Tom?
You can zoom in. I think it's Australian. Wow. You can zoom in.
And you're actually stood next to Picasso.
Yes, yeah. Touching it.
Wow.
Sorry.
What a guy.
The painting I meant, of course.
It's really good.
It is. It really puts you to shame when someone can do that with their penis. Yeah. And yeah. You couldn't even come close to doing it with your hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Sorry. My point was a very simple one. You have to keep that magic alive, you know, whether it's like still doing actual date nights, making them feel... like you want to have fun with them, because what tends to happen is you end up like all the fun stuff you end up doing ends up happening with your friends. It's like I'm going out with the boys, I'm going to do this with my mates, you know what I mean, like, and it's like your partner in your life becomes like just someone you share a residence with. You know what I mean? So for me, like, try and do the fun stuff still. Like whatever that is, you know, whatever
also,
you two enjoy doing.
Also laughter,
yeah.
Like literally, if you can make, as you said, you make your, if you can make your partner belly laugh, then whatever you ask for afterwards will be a lot easier to
conceive. Also, it's not nice when your partner is manipulative when they want to have sex with you. So don't,
then 2 minutes later, it's like, go get me a water.
You know what I mean? Like, don't know how to clean up when you want sex, but not know how to clean up when you're just regular at the house. You know what I mean?
It's mad, isn't it?
When they ask you. So, we also know better. But, you know, so that's why I'm saying, like, don't be overboard. Don't go overboard, because she knows, you just want it again.
Because the second time it won't work twice.
Yeah,
but
it's not going to work.
Don't be a Picasso.
I think... I think there's just generally an imbalance and a disconnect on this area. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, as Nee was saying, it's just like, I want you to want me too. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be a thing of, like, I've got to do things. I think often it's like in the dialogue of relationships, there's a long list of things that men need to do. And the list for women is just short. Like, they accept it or reject it, but we have to do these things. And then in reverse, there isn't that. Because often, men don't really reject those advances. And it's like, that isn't the dynamic imbalance of that's at play. And I think after a while, it just feels inequitable. It feels like you're always having to do something and add something to your day to make it so that you can connect. And I think also, because of, like we talked about even Riz, women don't really do that. They don't initiate. They don't start that conversation. So sometimes you're just like, I would like it if you said something nice, if you affirmed me a little bit and then was interested. And it'd be like, oh, that get me in the mood too sometimes rather than have to operate off my own fuel.
Trust.
So I do think that there's a massive imbalance.
What man doesn't
want to
be raped by his wife?
Say that again?
Wow.
What did you say?
I think I heard what you said. Probably won't make the edit.
Move on. That was so foul. Even I know by my standards that was foul.
All right, cool. Can we mute that, Mike? Just to get out of the episode.
I do got to ask, has anyone here turned down a woman's advances?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah. They get furious, though.
Yeah.
They're not used to it.
Yeah.
They hate it.
And then what, did they get it in the end, though?
No.
No.
I think it's more like if you've met someone for the first time, and this may have happened, I'd love to know what happens for you guys as well. Like, if you reject a woman's advances, and you're, for whatever reason, not have to be a big concept, you might be available, but it's just like, no, I'm not there, or I don't want to create that with you. I realize that their response is heavily adverse. Like, they either cannot believe it, or they're so deeply offended by the fact that a man can say no to them. Yeah. But so much value has been put on sex and a woman's vagina. Like, she feels that she can heal all sorts of things with it. Yeah. And it's like, if you say no, it's offensive. So I don't know how it happens for...
She can heal all sorts of things.
Bro,
Romantha wants to say something.
No, just one sentence I wanted to say. I think men generally have built a muscle around rejection that we don't have.
I was about to say, you have to understand, we have been getting rejected from being 18 years old in the dance, trying to move up behind a girl, and she's like, no. Like,
but as a woman-led podcast will say, is that do the work. Okay, women, do the work, learn rejection, yeah, and meet us where we are.
All right, well, have you ever rejected your partner's advances?
It's never really a rejection when it's a partner. It's almost like a deferral.
Not now.
Yeah, it's a deferral of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a no. I think the rejection is usually if there's hurt there.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm rejecting that, it's because I want them to know that they've specifically done something why this isn't happening. But if I'm just not there, then I just like would, you know, defer it off and then sleep and then maybe tomorrow more very likely. But I realize as I get older, I don't have that like unquenchable thirst for sex all the time. Like I got stuff to do. Yeah. Honestly, it's unfortunate,
your sex drive dies down as you
I love it.
I don't think it, the same is in reverse for women.
Apparently, it gets active as they get older.
So women and men do this. Their journeys go, and that's why you get 40-year-olds looking at 18-year-olds. You know, 21-year-olds.
Women looking at 18-year-old men.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you get older women looking at younger men because you reach your sexual peak. Between 18 and I think it's 24, I speak under correction, and women reach it, think 38, 45. So there's a disconnect. The peak happens at different times and you just miss each other. And very often you have to compensate and be like, he just has a higher sex drive than me right now. Or she just does. And then if you do stay together during that peak, it'll just happen at later times. Mm. But that's why you have to stay healthy and fit and, you know, look at your diet, look at what you're doing.
Try and stay alive past 55 if you can.
Yeah.
Ro has been dropping the science.
I know. That's why
also,
she's
I have a Sex and Pleasure documentary on Showmax. If you have access to Showmax.
Download Showmax and get 1 week free subscription watch it.
Where are these boundaries with your mum? I'm still fascinated by this.
It's not in
the
documentary, I'll tell you that much. There's a lot in there.
She just needs a subscription and she gets it all.
Ro, just for us leading out, could you do the diagram again with your hands when you do this? Just one quick time. Thank you.
Why?
Because I want to say goodbye to everybody. And that's going to be the outward credit. Quickly, come on. We're all waiting for you.
Why am I doing that?
Because I want you to do that one more time. Go on. Men are doing this and women are doing what? In life. all right. So thank you, everybody. That has been the Dope Black Dad. That has been the Dope Black Dad's podcast.
Great way to end.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.